It's time for Area Voices. Sarah, you know how when we've gone to trainings or workshops that it like changes just slight things, but can totally change your outlook on things?
We recently went to a conference, and absolutely, I think it opens your eyes, and it's oftentimes just little tiny tweaks that you can do to what you're already doing that kind of take it to the next level.
So Area Voices producer Katie Carter spoke to a area jeweler who this happened to recently. She went away for classes to learn new jewelry skills, and it completely changed her jewelry style.
The second I wake up, my brain is crazy with ideas about jewelry. The good is I never have to worry about new ideas. The bad is there isn't a lot of rest in my life. I do not consider myself an artist. I consider myself a craftsman. I've always been obsessed with jewelry, even as a child, which is odd even to myself because I'm a completely utilitarian person. I am a use clothes, eat popcorn for dinner person, and I don't know why. The funny thing is that once I started making jewelry, the love of jewelry turned into love of metal and love of working metal, and I rarely leave the house with jewelry on because I'm thinking about metal, and I'm not a bling person. I had to remind myself this morning to put earrings on.
Lily Winter is a Grand Rapids, Minnesota jeweler and entrepreneur. For the past 10 years, she's been successfully running her jewelry business, creating and selling one-of-a-kind jewelry from repurposed silver trays and painted metals.
I have always been artsy craftsy, and I've always been entrepreneurial. As a child, I sewed teddy bears and sold them at school. I had a period in my life where I was selling cars, and I realized that in some ways I was born to sell, and I was good at selling. So when I got out of corporate life, being self-employed was the goal. And I love business, and I love to sell. We were pressured to earn a living. We had to earn a living. So in a lot of ways, the jewelry that I designed and made were in service of earning a living. It was never, what is my artistic vision? It's never about, I'm an artist and my head is in the clouds. It's always about, is this realistic? Is this practical? Of course, is it beautiful? Is it wearable? But can we earn a living? I love trash to treasure. I did the tray and the hand-painted, and I've always been interested in business, which is why I think in many ways I've succeeded at art fairs where other artists haven't.
Lily Winter's signature style has been successful for a decade, but that style is evolving into something new.
I went to Revere Academy in San Francisco for 9 weeks last winter and did sterling and did stone setting. And do you think I want to cut up a tray now? All I want to do is be down in the basement with my tools and exploring this new stuff. I was just going to go visit the school. So I went and I met Alan. I didn't think I'd meet Alan. And I met Alan. I didn't think he'd look at my jewelry. He looked at my jewelry. And then he says to me, can you come back and talk to the class at 12:45? And I'm like, yeah. One thing that I had always wanted to do in my fantasy was go to Revere Academy and blog it. And so we made a deal. I blogged the class.
You weren't setting stones until this workshop.
Right. Things that I never thought I'd be interested in.
Why didn't you think you'd be interested in that?
Because when I was a hippie, I got really sick of stones. It's like we did that in 1970. I don't want to do that.
But sometimes the right teacher or the right class happening at the right time in life can change a person's perspective.
We did engraving. I'm engraving. And I was saying I was never interested in casting. But we did this type of casting called sand casting, which is completely primitive. You literally stick an object in sand, preserve the shape, and pour your metal in it. And I expanded that by finding a vintage brick that had a texture on it, and I cast on that brick. I would like wake up with these out-of-the-box ideas, and it's like, this is like the opposite of what they taught us in school. But it came from school.
Lily Winter is a jeweler, a craftswoman, and a businesswoman from Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
I'm really interested in jewelry history and in lost styles. I have always loved the jewelry of the 20s and 30s. George Jensen, the Scandinavian minimalists, which is all about a gorgeous polish, atomic shapes, pretty much forgotten these days, but I still love it. And I want to take this as my inspiration, and I want to do things that are beautifully crafted but still have a funky edge and an amusing edge. So I'm learning my new tools. I'm coming up with a design sense, which is something I've never done. I think most artists start with the design. They start with the tools. They start with exploring the materials. And then later in life, they sell, and I'm the opposite. I did a certain thing because I was making a living, and now all I want to think about is what's next with the materials and the tools.
It's exciting.
I know.
You do a lot of art fairs.
I do. Yeah. That's our bread and butter. I actually approach art fairs as like performance art.
Okay.
Rather than as a market. I just love creating the scene. I love talking to your customers, sets your brain on fire in a way sitting home and selling to museum stores can't. People tell you what they want. People, they give you ideas. In my case, they give you the trays they got for their wedding and have you make jewelry out of them. And I look at the art fairs as a big party. So I love everything from traveling. I have a teardrop trailer. I love staying in my teardrop trailer. And I love the party.
It's going to be exciting during the next fair season to see how people react to your new stuff.
Yes, and we're streamlining the booth. We're going to try to get it more of an upscale look, and I'll probably be there in my dad's old jeans and my mother-in-law's old boots. No, I'll find a look. I'll find a look that can take me there.
That's jewelry craftswoman Lily Winter. You can find her jewelry at the McCroskey Art Center and at the Frame Up Gallery in Grand Rapids. You can also find her jewelry online at Lily Winter Jewelry on Facebook and Etsy. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.